Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the second Mishnah in this, the sixth Perek of Bechorot. Haris Shal Ayin Shenikav. In the previous Mishnah we dealt with Mumim of the ears of the animal. Now it's the eye. If the eyelid is Nikav Nifgam Nistak, is either has a hole in it, or if something's missing, or there's a crack in it, then that is a mum. Harei ma'ino dak. If there is a dak, which is a stain in the eye, o tvalul, we'll get to the definition of that. Chalazon nachash ve'atzav, or ve'inav, different girsaot. Those are all mumim. We'll have to see what those three are. Ezu tvalul, what's a tvalul? Lavana posek pesirav nechaz pashachor. If the white, the iris of the eye, cuts into the black, to the pupil of the eye, but shachor nechaz palavan no mum. But the opposite, if you have the black going out, cutting into the white, that's not considered a mum. Okay. My haris, what's the ris? Harapapa tura bara deina, the outside lip of the eye, as it were, is the eyelid. Now, dak tvalul, talking about a dak mishuka, if you have a stain that's deep, hares a mum, tsaf in a mum, is floating on top of the sclera, as it were, then it's not a mum. Ay vatanya ipcha, we have the opposite brayta, saying that if it's floating, it's a mum, and deep is not. So lokash haba shachor haba lavan. If it's in the black place, then if it's floating, it's not a mum. We have a general rule that there are no mumim in the iris part, in the white area around the pupil. Al habaduk lavan, habaduk shachor. Depends what color the stain is. Which already had this conversation once, meaning Rabbi Bachana reporting what Rabbi Shua min Usha taught him about mumim. Dak shachor mishuka. If you have a black stain which is deep, hareis a mum, tsaf in a mum, if it's floating on top, it's not a mum. Dak lavan mishuka in a mum, but a white one that is deep is not a mum, tsaf hareis a mum, and v'simanecha barka. So way to remember it is this disease called barka, which looks like that. Okay, chalazon, nachash ve'atzav. Ibailu, chalazon hu nachash, is chalazon another word for nachash? Or duma chalazon o nachash? Are they two separate things? With chilazon. Toshman Rabbi Chana, Sachli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar. So Rabbi Chana reports about another rabbi who taught him about these things. Zaken achad yam b'shchunatenu v'Rav Shimon ben Yossi Lakunya shmo. So it was an elder in our neighborhood, and he, an elder and a sage, I never came in front of him to learn. One time I came before him, I passed in front of him. Amarli shev b'ni shev, he asked me to sit down. Chilazon zeh mum kavua lishchot alav. Take a look at my animal. You look in his eye, and you'll see that this chilazon, which is some sort of a scarring inside the eye, v'zeh nachash shemru chachamim. That's the nachash they referred to, which proves to you that chilazon nachash are the same thing. It's one mum. V'alpi shemru ein adam ro'eh mumin latzvo. We have a problem here, which is that this Rabbi Shimon is asking Rabbi Yochanan Elazar to be mater his mumim. So he said to him, even though I'm not allowed to see my own mumim, as we saw in the previous parak, aval moreh halacha l'talmidim, he's allowed to instruct talmidim as to what the mum is. The talmidim marino, and they can then take a look and say, yes, that fits the bill. We have a general rule about psak. Kol talmid chacham shemoreh halacha uva. If you have a talmid chacham paskening a shaylo, giving instruction in a halachic matter, if he gave that decision before it actually became practical, shominlo. But if not, we're concerned that he may be swayed by the practicality of it and his own interest. The answer is that Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi Lakunya was already investigating this issue before it became a practical matter for him. Okay, Ezu Tavalul, Lavana Poseka Tasira, Nitin Mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah who says only the white going into the black? Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Lavan Nechaz V'Shachor Shachor Nechaz V'Lavana is a mum de v'Ramer. Mer says either direction, the white cutting into the black or vice versa, is a mum. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lavan Nechaz V'Shachor is a mum, Shachor Nechaz V'Lavan in Omum. Rabbi Yossi says, as per our Mishnah, She'ein Mumin B'Lavan. Amar my time Rabbi Yossi. So why does Rabbi Yossi say that? Tichtiv yatsa michele veinemo. Something coming out of the white of the eye is called coming from the fat of the eye. Tarba deine ikri einemo stama lo ikri. So the white of the eye is called the fat, but it's not called the eye itself. So why does Rabbi Meir say that the mumim could go in either direction? My time amalashon tvalul, because he interprets the tvalul mentioned in the pasuk in Vayikra as a mum, as the raham mevalbel etainaim, something that looks confusing in the eye. So if either way, even though it does not interfere with vision, that it will make the eye look confusing because in either direction the color is being kind of cutting into the other area. Okay, we continue with mumim of the eye. Chavarvar v'hamayim hakvuin. And the way to read this is either a chavarvar or mayim. Chavarvar is white drops in the eye, and mayim is tearing that are chronic. How we have to see for how long? Ezu chavarvar hakavua kol shashmonim yom. It has to last for at least 80 days for it to be chronic. And he says you have to check it three times during that 80 days, to at least three times, to see that it's really still there. Now, the following is kind of confusing. What it means is this is the proper therapy for the drippy eyes, and if you didn't try this therapy and the animal still has it, that doesn't make it a mum. If the animal was fed moist grass or dry grass, like hay from a rain-fed field, or from an irrigated field, or first was fed hay and then grass, that doesn't prove anything. He has to first eat moist grass and then dried grass. That's the proper therapy. And if that still doesn't work, then it's a real mum. Okay, Manitin Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? We're starting with the issue of 80 days. Rabbi Yudahi, Tatanya, Chavarvar Kavua, Arbaim Yom, Maimak Vumishmonim Yom, to Rameir. Rameir says that the Chavarvar, the white spots, only have to be there for 40 days, but the water for 80 days. From Yon Omer, Chavarvar, Shmonim Yom, both of them are 80 days. Veilun Mayim Akvuim, Achalach V'yavesh Shal Beit HaShlachin. Now this continues with the second part of the Mishnah, this Baraita. Ushachal Yavesh V'chakach Achal Halach, Eino Mum. So if it was fed grass and hay at the same time from irrigated fields, or first hay, then grass, Eino Mum. That doesn't prove anything. He has to have first the moist, then the dry. It has to be eaten over the course of 3 months. Let's see how this plays out. Wait a second. In our Mishnah, we listed both, which was Beit HaShlachim and Beit HaGshamim. And say HaGshamim. So what's missing in the Braita? So the answer is Chasur Mechzor Achitani. This is what we have to add in. If he ate grass and hay from rain-fed field, that is good enough. Beit HaShlachin, if it's from an irrigated field, it's not a mum. V'hagshamim nami, even from the rain-fed field, where we said it's good enough, if he eats first dry, then moist, it's no good. Meaning it's only rain-fed, which is now informing the Mishnah a little bit. And it has to be moist, and then afterwards dry. And it lasts for 3 months. We have a list of 4 months. Month of Adar and Nisan for the moist, and Elul and Tishrei for the hay. So Ema Adar v'chatzin Nisan lach, Elul v'chatzin Tishrei avesh. That last memer should be modified to read the month of Adar and half of Nisan is moist, Elul and half of Tishrei is hay. Okay, lach bisman lach v'yavesh bisman yavesh. You have to feed the animal in its season, meaning the moist grass in the spring and the dried grass at the end of the summer. So lach v'yavesh bisman alach. Can you save up the hay all winter and feed him both of them during the period at the beginning of the spring when it's all moist? But you still have some dried stuff. We already modified that adar v'chatzin nisan. But it makes it sound as if you've got to feed him at 2 points in the year, the moist stuff during the moist period, the dry stuff at the end of the summer. So you can't save it up. So Dilma Peridel Tishrei Machil Nale Ba'adar V'Nisan. No, maybe it doesn't mean during that time. It means save up that stuff and feed it all during Adar V'Nisan. So it's unclear whether, although it seems to be that you have to wait, but it's unclear. Maybe you could save up the hay over the winter and feed it to him all during that period in Adar and half of Nisan. How much do you have to feed him for this therapy? You have to give him at least a grogaret of this stuff in his feed. In Eretz Yisrael, they ask the following question. Does that mean the first time he eats during the day? Maybe at every meal. If you're going to tell me it has to be only at the first meal, do you feed him this stuff before he eats or after he eats? very much like dosages, you know, with food, etc. Kodem achila v'adayim ali lekesama. If you give it to him before food, it works like a drug. L'achar achila mai. What if you feed it to him after his food? Kodem shtia l'achar shtia. What about before, after he drinks? Kodem shtia v'adayim ali lekesari. Before drinking, it certainly works just like barley would work to clean out his system. L'achar shtia mai. What about afterwards? Kashur or mutar? What about if the animal is tied down or is able to roam? And evidently what this means, able to run around and stuff will circulate. Mutar vare malila, if he's unbound, certainly it'll help. Kashur mai? What if he's tied down? Levadoim chaviro. Does he have to be, can he be alone or does he have to be with his buddies? And again, the problem here is about circulating. Im chaviro vade malile. Certainly if he's with other animals, it'll help. And I think it's the same reason, because they'll run around. But levado mai, what if he's all alone? Will that be good enough? Ba'ir vasadeh, does he have to be out in the field or can he be in the city? Vasadeh vadeh mal, certainly in the field, again for the same reason of running around. It'll help. Ba'ir mai, what about in the city? So ba'ir vashim, tim saloma vasadeh, if you say it has to be in the field, ginas vuchala ir mai, what if it's a field or a garden that's right near the city? Is that open enough, or is it too close to the city? And the answer to all of this is really teku, although the first question could be answered, at least by the Rambam, based on his approach to Imtim Tzilomar, that it only needs to be at the first meal. Okay, Mechenon Tantagna Somer, that you have to do over the course of 80 days, you have to check three times. They have to be at even-paced intervals, so that you check at the beginning, and at day 40, and day 80. It's an interesting little story. Shmuel's brother asked him a question. Achal v'lo itzi, what happens if you give him all this treatment and doesn't get better? Do we say the mumma is now retroactive to when it was first noticed? Do we say it's only a mum from this point on when we tried the therapy and it didn't work? So the Mainaf Kamina, who cares? Either way, you're going to shecht it now. So the Mimal Bafidiono, he asked a brilliant question. He said, what happens if I actually redeemed it way back then thinking it was a mum, and then I used the money improperly? If it was really redemption, and now this is not Bechor, this is talking about regular Kodshim, if I used the money improperly, then it's Meila. But if that money was not Pidyon, because the animal was not accessible to Pidyon until the therapy was done, then I didn't do Meila. What's the answer? What did Shmuel say about his brother? That the lame have suddenly plundered things. He was making a joke about pischim as a classic mum, but the point was that his brother, who he evidently did not think much of, suddenly came up with a great question that he himself could not answer. Okay, the next piece. If the animal's nostrils have a hole in them, and again, something is missing, or there's a cut in it. The mustache, meaning the area of the skin underneath the nose, same thing. Those are all mumim. Means so the very short bright to here, that if the nostrils are cut open into each other, meaning so there's now a circulation there, if you will, if the hole's on the outside of the nose, it's a mum. If not, if it's inside, again, it's not seen, it's not overt, then it is not a mum. That's what our papa would call it. He would call it the outer lip, as it were, of the shore. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with the next podcast. We're going to talk about teeth. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.